we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
AdamandBeliever.com/ look at somebody and say, don't quit. Don't quit. Look at somebody and say, you can't quit. Look at them and say, it's too late to quit. Man, you don't wait till the end times and quit. You don't, amen, you don't wait till this time and leave your post. This is what the training was about. Have you watched the news? I hope you haven't. I don't watch the news. But if you have, you've seen that our world is on a bubble. Amen. It's all it takes is one good move by our president. One bad move, whatever kind of move. Just one chess move from Israel. And this whole thing can be a wrap. Yeah. Yeah. So, amen. Look at somebody and say, don't quit. Don't quit. AdamandBeliever.com/don'tquit.pdf. Let's get right into this. In order to be counted worthy to be in God's kingdom, you must endure hard times. The cloud of witnesses set us up for this moment. Paul and Peter and Noah and Moses and Jeremiah and Isaiah and these men all set us up for the time we are in. Now, I preached a message once before called The Envy of Heaven. Amen. I don't know if they could see us. I don't know, because they did come here, a couple of them. Elijah and Moses gathered around, and you know, I tell people all the time, because they said, man, Moses made one mistake and didn't go to the promised land. And that's true, but I would bypass the promised land to have my body hid and show up and talk to Jesus any day. Amen. So, yeah. But to be counted worthy, we got to go through stuff. 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore endure what? Hardness. Hard times. Rough times. But it tells you to endure as a good soldier. Amen. 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 As a good soldier. Anybody joining the army, getting a gun, getting on the battlefield and having second thoughts, you weren't trained properly. That's not the time to second guess your decision. But the devil is the master at causing people to second guess. He looks for an opening, an avenue. Just all he needs is a pinhole. And he'll make you change. He'll make you change what you said. And he'll get you off your post. But you gotta endure hard times. We are persecuted. Anybody ever been persecuted? So we're persecuted, fought, delayed, and detained. But we must continue onward to receive the prize. Amen. Amen. Devil knock you down sometime, knock you back sometimes. Amen. Amen. Gets rough sometimes. But we got to keep going. Look at somebody and say, keep going if you want the prize. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus are going to do what? Suffer persecution. Now, we cannot vacate our positions or leave our posts because our presence is needed now more than ever before. This is what you were preparing for. A time such as this. Those of you that have been here for a while at ABC, I mean, even some of y'all are from the old building. And just remember, you know, since we started, we've been in preparation. Yeah. I told the church when we first started, I felt like God had called me to lead people through the end times. Y'all remember me saying that? That's been my testimony. And I believe we're at that time now, and I believe many of us are prepared. Amen. Amen. Now, don't doubt your preparation. You should be clapping. Yes, I'm one of them. You are ready. You're more ready than you think you are. Devil can't stop you. He's not going to knock you off your post. He's not going to make you quit. You're going to be good. Amen. You're going to be good because of the years of the investment to prepare yourself, your family, your husband, your wife, your children, all of that. We've been preparing for this time. Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is what? God don't want looker backers. Amen. Amen. If you put your hand to the plow, you got to keep going. Amen. Because ain't but one person can get you off the plow. That's the devil. Amen. So you can't look back. Look at somebody and say, don't look back. Don't look back. Okay, social media is a social experiment. Did you know that? Yeah. We're all guinea pigs. You know why it's experiment? An experiment? Because it's never happened before. Man. It's new. And you know the saying. If it's God, it's not new. And if it's new, it's not God. It's new. It's a social experiment. And the crazy thing about it, it hadn't been long enough for them to even have data on long-term effects. Social media is a social experiment created by the elite, the wicked elite, to minimize our need for others. Now, why are they trying to minimize our need for others? Because God said we need others. Amen. Heroes. I've been talking to y'all since day one about being in your head. In your head. Because in your head is fullness of your joy. Your joy. In your head is some strange stuff. It's so strange. Sometimes it can be so strong in your head that when you focused on it so long till when you finally let it out, and we tell you it's crazy, you'll tell us something wrong with us. You'll disagree with all the wise counsel because you rolled it over in your head so long that it became God. And so what do I tell y'all? What do I say? What do I say? Get out of your head. Well, social media was created to keep you in your head. You can be fully entertained by yourself and not need anyone else. Some of y'all come in church while I'm preaching and you looking at reels. Yeah, but it just gets you in your head to the point to where can't nobody help you. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody can reach you because the voice in your head has become so strong. How did it get that strong? Is it God? No, you can look at the rest of your life and tell that it's not God. It's the time you spent in your head. Social media. The seduction of solitude and secrecy is at an all-time high. The Bible says it like this. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits. Is the phone a seducing spirit? Come on, y'all. Come on now. Is reels a seducing? Let's just be honest. Them reels, man, got something on them. You just scrolling and scrolling. I mean, you look up and an hour's gone. And you done had the greatest belly laughs you've ever had by yourself. Nobody else around. Then you just start watching dumb stuff. You know, I watched, one time I was watching, got hooked on. Can I be honest with y'all? I got hooked on the rats getting stuck to the paper. So I watched that for a whole week. Rats getting stuck to the sticky paper. And one to jump and just, and then another one to come behind them. And then they just, then the dude with the night scope shooting the pigs. That's wonderful. If you ever upset, he be taking pigs out 100 yards away with the boat action. Oh, I just, but you just, you know, you're just gonna watch one and then you end up watching 20. Then once the algorithm figure you out, you. It's over. You locked in now. You can't get out. Every time you pick your phone up, my phone is listening to me preach right now. By the time I pick it up, it's going to be sticky paper. I ain't watched that in years. It just is what it is, man. Those are seducing spirits. A seducing spirit is something that seduces you, pulls you in. We hear seduce, we automatically think of sex and intimacy, but no, this is referring to a seducing spirit, a spirit that gets your attention, takes you off your post. And the doctrine of devils, man, on the phone, it's just so many doctrines of devils. Folks preaching crazy stuff. Just devil doctrine. The more time we spend scrolling and enjoying alone time, the less we feel the need for camaraderie and companionship. Amen. God is trying to help us, you know, this youth group we got. Everybody's trying to grow together, you know, teens and that kind of thing. But the ones that spend all their time watching reels and don't really get in and get to know others or whatever, you're going to be a little different. You're going to be a little different because you have a different influence. Amen. Amen. I thank God for our teens. We got, you know, we got good teens. I mean, you know, and they gonna do stuff and stuff gonna happen. Just remember when you was one. Amen. But thank God it ain't happening like it was when I was one. Things are better because I got more information. Amen. And as we get older, we get more information. But yeah, if you spend all your time in cyber world, then you're gonna start trying to pull other kids in with you. Look at this. Look at this. Look what I found. Amen. It's a seducing spirit. So the more time we spend in that world, the longer we're going to be in that world. And then we're going to feel like we don't need people. Ecclesiastes said it's like this. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth. For he hath not another to help him up. God did not create us to be alone. Amen. When John was alone, they called it exile. That's not a good thing. Social media trains us to devalue the need for authority, governance, and friendship. So the more time we spend on it, the less we feel we need authority. Now, when you start feeling like you don't need authority, but you keep coming to this church, you won't be here long. When you start feeling like you don't need to listen, be obedient, and be submissive to the leadership here, why you feel that way? Because you're being trained to devalue authority, governance, and friendship. Another way children are trained to devalue it is listening to parents that don't have no value of it. Amen. We can point the kids out. Yeah. They disrespect the authority because their parents jaw against the authority all day. All you're doing is raising some defiance. Amen. Then when they get in trouble, you the first one. Not my baby. Well, no, it's your baby because you act like that. I'm a preacher in here. You know I don't care. Yeah, that's your mirror image. They acting like you. Kids that just don't have no respect for the authority, they just been listening to you. And as soon as they come of age, won't see them no more. Then we will begin to question the very need for church. So once social media has trained you, devalued you against authority, governance, and friendship, then you're going to question the need for church, fellowship, and even serving God through our God-given abilities. Does your ability even belong in church? I've had the, not the opportunity, but I have talked to so many musicians and famous folks over the last 2 weeks. And they all tell me, man, I started out, I was in the church. I was playing in the church. But when I saw what was going on in the church, I didn't want to play in church. I figured I'd go out there and play in the world. I'd go out there and sing in the world. What was the difference? Yeah. But they've been trained. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and do what? Now, how you edify one another and it's just you? You can't. Comfort yourselves. How? How you comfort yourselves together if it's only you? Edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Okay, this teaches us some things. First, it teaches us that we need to have people among us laboring. Because how can you know them if they aren't among you laboring? Then, this teaches us that we're supposed to have people over us. Over you in the Lord. I mean, come on now. The last thing we want is to keep putting out chairs to fill this church up and folk in here don't understand this. We don't know where you came from. So let me help you understand. We need folks that labor among us. We need folks that are over us in the Lord. And then we need folk that are get down on us when we ain't doing what we're supposed to do. That's the Holy Ghost check. You need change this. You need change that. You need do this. You need do that. That's admonition. Said to esteem them how? Very highly in love for their work's sake. And then be what? Man, you got to be at peace among yourselves. Amen? Amen? Amen. The devil is slowly turning us into cyborgs. Cyborg humanoids that are unfeeling and uncaring. That's what social media is doing. We are fast becoming a society of self-focused androids with a digital thumbnail on the devil's playground. We're all becoming computer programs. just like the Matrix. Devil's just getting all your information that you upload, listening to all your conversations. You know, I can't believe we thought the invention of voice command was good. Walk in the house. Lights, come on, illuminate. Siri, play Walter Hawkins. Yeah. And those of you that have Google, what's his name? Fred, what's his name? What y'all call him? We got Siri at the Apple world. I don't know what y'all call that Google dude. Yeah, he don't have no name. Well, whatever his name is. Yeah, we thought voice commands was good, but we never thought that it would have to be listening all the time to hear our command. How about that little Apple speaker, you know, the whatever it's called, Apple speaker. Had it in our bathroom so I could listen to music in our bathroom. Every time I come in there, it's unplugged. So basically, she think it can see her. I come in there, it's just unplugged. Why you keep unplugging my Apple? That's the mark of the beast. Probably can't unplug it. It's probably still on. Knowing Apple. But yeah, if it's a voice command, it's listening all the time. It has to listen all the time to know when you say something. So it's just creating a digital thumbnail of all of us. Devil wants to know you. John 8:44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So if he is this description, and he has social media and the internet at his disposal, how would he use it? He would use it to turn us all against each other. Amen. So many are falling away from the faith, no longer desiring to be used in a fellowship, and totally abandon the call on their lives because they have been seduced by digital realm spirits. They say 4,000 churches are started every year in America. 7,000 close every year. Folks quit. They just quit. And I want to quit sometimes. Can I just be honest? I be looking, I be like, hey, man, I ain't getting paid. Man, what am I doing? And then I call a friend. I'm not making a decision that's in my head. Are you crazy? Look at my head. I can store all kinds of information in my head. I'm not going to do that. Oops, excuse me. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick up the phone, call one of the guys that I have over me. You got to have somebody over you in the faith. Call the dude that's over me. I say, hey, man, I want to quit. I'm like, okay, okay. That's how the conversation goes. You got it out. And that's what they always say. You got it out. Okay. Now get back to work. What? You do that on your job. You be doing something on your job. You be like, you know what? My family ain't that hungry. And man, I want to take like a year off. You know, and I have to have some wise counsel and talk to some people. Because if I keep thinking about that, Jay, if I just keep thinking about it in my own head, then eventually it's going to be God. And I'm going to say, God said that it was time for me to stop doing it. Really, God said that? Then It's too late to go to my council because I've trumped them with God. You see what I'm saying? I built it up in my head. And now it's bigger than anybody. So anybody I talk to, now man, I know it was God. But look at somebody and say, don't quit. Yeah. So they abandoned their cause. Luke 8:13. They on the rock where the word, this is talking about the sower, and he's sowing seeds that fell on stony ground or the rock. He says, those that are on the rock, which when they hear, they receive the word with joy. Y'all know somebody like this. With joy. Oh, it's all good in the beginning. But because they have no root, it's not going to last long. Joy in the beginning, but these have no root, which for a while they believe, they in, they good. And in the time of temptation, they do what? Fall away. The enemy is defeating people because of their lack of perseverance in these end times. Only those that can endure until the end will be saved. Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure until the end, that person is the one that's going to be saved. So that means we can't quit. Because those that endure will be the ones that are saved. Summary. If God called you, then you must continue. God does not call quitters, and he does not take his gifts back because of your error or mistakes. Gifts and callings are without repentance. You just got to keep going. Amen. We all do the fool, make a mistake, did something we shouldn't have, whatever. Keep going. Amen. Keep going. Keep going. You just got to keep going. He sends hope through the preach word so that we can always finish what we started. So get counsel. Get prayer. Get tired even, but never quit. God is calling all of his soldiers to make this last stand before his return. He doesn't want any of us off to ourselves, alone in our heads, or trying to hold it together without one another. You won't make it like that. You're going to do something dumb. Because of this, the devil is raising up seducing stigmas to make us assume what others are thinking and saying. Watch this. Social media increases these notions because we are constantly reading the comments of others. What happens when you constantly read comments of others? We will begin to feel that people are saying things about us, feeling things about us, and we will alienate ourselves from them during the time when we need them the most. That's what constantly reading comments. We're not supposed to know everything everyone is thinking. We're not supposed to know everything you are thinking. That's why I wish the older women would get back on their post and get out the pulpit. Get out the pulpit preaching. God didn't call you to preach from there. You're supposed to be teaching the young women how to be discreet. How to keep their business and love their husbands and love their children. Put that microphone down and get in there and teach these young ladies so these boys will have somebody to marry. Oh, trying to squall and you a woman. I didn't call no woman to do that. These young ladies need to be taught. That's why they out of order, because the women want to preach to men. Just because you raise some boys in your house don't make you mean you got the authority to preach to men. The Bible said you can't usurp that authority. authority over a man. Paul said, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor assert authority over a man spiritually. You're not the spiritual leader of a man. You can't be. You're the one subject to deception according to the word, and the man has to cover you.
Preach it. That's right.
I mean, the witches are mad. I might as well just go on and make them madder. Because it's the Bible. Man, when I stop preaching the Bible, then you leave. If I'm preaching the word, what you upset for? That's what's wrong with our young ladies. How nobody show them how to dress? Thank God for the bloom thing you're getting ready to do. We don't, folk ain't doing that no more. Young ladies don't know how to dress. Church be the first one throw a whole burlap sack over them when they walk in church. Oh, you can't wear that in there. Well, if you get the squalling deep voice Louis Armstrong sounding woman at the pulpit while she trying to preach to the men, maybe she can teach them how to dress. Got the girl itching all service. She itching. It just, oh, I ain't ever coming back here. You ain't teaching her how to be a lady. You busy telling the men what they ought to do. Man, how did I end up here? I don't know, but it's the truth. Stop me when I'm lying. Man, where is the sugar and spice? And everything nice? Why ain't nothing nice about you? Everything is... nice and sweet about you. How you doing, sister? Yeah, but the internet will make us think people talking about us and they're not talking about us. Make us think they thinking about us and they're not thinking about us. But you just read what everybody's thinking all day. Don't buy into the lies of social media and the constant bombardment of information that should have remained a simple thought. Amen. Some of this information should have stayed in somebody's head. The devil can't read our minds like God. Oh, watch this. He can't read our minds. He can't. So he is using the internet to pull all of your thoughts out so he can read them. Devil know too much about you. He knows too much. You thought you were just showing it to your family on the world wide web. Yeah, he created this whole thing for his omnipresence so he can read our minds. I know what we're thinking. Yeah, temptation gets greater when he knows everything that tempts you. That algorithm is making it too easy. We must stop giving the devil all of this access to us. Amen. And get back on our post, standing strong for God. It's time to break free from the lure of reels, DMs, comments, and bad news about others. All of these things weaken our stance and make us vulnerable to the enemy's attacks, so we will quit. I encourage you today, as your pastor, to never quit. And remain on your post so you can make a powerful last hour stand for the kingdom of God. Amen. Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Y'all know this is a fight of faith. It's a, you know what a fight is. You grew up in the hood, you know what a fight is. Or if you've been watching hood fights, you know what a fight is. I'm delivered. I haven't been watching it. I haven't seen a ratchet beat down in weeks. It's just been weeks. But I'm going to get there. Got to start somewhere. It's weeks. I ain't seen hair left on the ground in weeks. Because they always leave it on the ground. But you got to fight the good fight of faith. This is a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. You know, people be like, man, I'm just struggling. I'm just fighting, man. I'm just trying. Yes, we all are. Welcome to the fight. Welcome to the fight. Man, it get hard sometimes. Welcome to the fight. Man, just when I think I'm doing good, man, it just seems like things. Welcome. What part of fight do you not understand? It's a fight, and it's a fight with your old man. You fight your old man, and you got to fight. You got to hood fight him. You got to hood fight him, or he'll win. Because he know where your punch, he know every punch you throw. You got to spiritually fight him. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down you in your head. You in your head, casting that down. That's an imagination. Amen. It's imagination. That's why don't nobody know what you're talking about. It's an imagination. This has to be cast down. But it's a fight. So we fight the good fight of faith. He said, lay hold on eternal life. I like that. Lay hold. You know what lay hold? That means you grab it and don't let go. Lay hold. Grab it and don't. As long as you got it and won't let it go, it's yours. No matter what the devil say, no, I'm sorry. I have eternal life. And I'm holding on to that. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Everyone stand to your feet. This message blessed me. I've never been a quitter. I watched my dad just do almost possible feats. Like he would just do stuff and it would just be so great to me, like to see a man just always sticking to what he's gonna do. Like he just wasn't no quit, no matter how hard it got. He just always just was right there. He would just stick with it. And so I grew up watching that and I wanted my boys to see that. And they're like that now. They just ain't no quit. Just ain't gonna quit. I mean, quit? Landon shaking his head right there. Like, what is that? I don't do that. I mean, for what? You can't quit. This is when God needs you. This is the final showdown. We're gonna be planning ahead for an event, maybe SYC, maybe church event. The women gonna do their gala or whatever, and we're not gonna make it to that because Jesus might come back. We'll have our little, and once Jesus comes back, all the stuff that used to matter. So if this is a simulation, or let me use an old school word, a rehearsal, we're preparing for that great day when Jesus returns for us. And that day is getting closer and closer, and I want to be ready. And you know what? I want to be found doing what he's called me to do. So when he comes, he can say, well done, my good and what? No, no, no. See, Faithful means you didn't quit. Faithful means you stayed the course. Faithful means you finished. I want to pray for you so that you'll have the strength to keep going. Whoever you are, just come on up. If you feel you, come on. No quit. Come on. This message came from 2 weeks, probably 2,000 or 3,000 emails, DMs, and whatever from people that I spoke to back in the 90s, churches I went to in the 90s and early 2000s. I'm hearing from everybody all over the world. They all hit me up because of this podcast. And they're like, hey, man, I saw that podcast. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. You know, most of them is crazy. They be like, man, what happened to you, man? Where you been? I be like, what? But I be forgetting, you know, YouTube has me shadow banned. So folk don't see it. We see it, you know, in our little ecosystem. But YouTube, you know, they tripping. They can't shadow ban it now. So people are like, man, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. I've been reading just don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. I said, yeah, I'm preaching that Sunday. I'm preaching that Sunday for me. We can think about quitting. We can think about it. You know, whatever it is, it's going to come. Thoughts going to come. You're going to, you know, get tired. Jesus. Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus. Lord, is there any other way? But then he finally said, you know what? Not my will. I ain't quitting. So everyone just bow your heads. Gets tough. Taking care of your family sometimes. Man, being a provider, protector, priest, it's tough. Hard. Working. 9 to 5, 9 to 10, 9 to 20. Working and just, man, taking care of it and all of that. It just gets hard, and sometimes you need somebody to tell you, don't quit. Well, God is saying it today. Your work is not in vain. The mere fact that you came here and brought your family and are exposing them to end time truth, it's worth it. It's worth it. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this message. Thank you, God, for this encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for this admonishment in some cases. And God, thank you for endurance. Help us, Father God, to keep going no matter what. God, the devil flashes all kinds of stuff in our face. He speaks to our brain. He catches us in our solace and our time, and he seducing spirits seduce us to make decisions and do things that just aren't of you. So God, we come against those thoughts right now. We take every thought captive right now under the power of the Holy Ghost. Every thought, we cast down every imagination. God, strengthen our stand in this hour. Strengthen our stand in this hour. Strengthen our legs, our joints, our organs, our bodies, our health. Give us what we need to keep standing. In the name of Jesus, we come against every illness, every sickness that has come to try to keep us from standing. We come against every calamity, every bad circumstance that has come and raised his head to keep us from standing. We come against every demonic spirit that has come to try to keep us from standing. We will not quit in the name of Jesus. And God, we're going to stand and welcome your return. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 Don't quit, Book. Don't quit, Marshall. Don't quit. You can't quit. Come on your way to your seat, hug somebody and say, don't quit. Don't quit, Josh. Can't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Hallelujah. 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 Don't quit. Don't quit, Herman. Don't quit, Don. Don't quit, Kendall.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.